Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to discuss, the morning favorite, what's your deal? Advice, if you want it, you need it. Here's what's fun about today's deal. You have a choice, Joe. You can pick of one or two deals that I have today.
Oh, boy.
You have a or B selection. I've got two.
Now, can you give us hints?
Yes, I will. Okay. My first deal involves me at a gas station yesterday.
Okay.
My second deal involves me picking my son up from school yesterday.
Ooh.
So you have a choice of the deals, A or B.
Oh, God. They could go so great in either direction. The gas station just irritates you.
Yeah, it does.
I'd like to go with picking your son up at school.
Okay.
With selection B, please.
Okay. Yes. Yes. A multiple choice deal this morning. Here's how it goes. My wife, because she is an old, decrepit hag today, she turned 46. So what she had to do is go to the DMV because her ID, her license, expires today on her birthday. So she had to go down and do that. She couldn't pick my son up.
So much fun. I love that.
Yeah. Delinquents, misfits, and vandals is what DMV stands for, if you didn't know. So she calls me and says, hey, can you pick up our son? I'm still here. They haven't even called me. I said, okay. Then my son calls and he goes, hey, can you leave a little early? So I say, okay. Ask him where he wants me to pick him up. Pick him up by the football field. I show up and I could just tell he's in a pissy mood. He's coming out. It's wet. And they didn't go outside for track. They had to do conditioning and they worked out and all that. And he's walking out. And I could just see his face. It just looks like crud. Just a scowl on it. And he's walking. He gets in and he's got two bags. He's got a backpack and then he's got a gym bag. He gets in the truck and he sets the stuff on the floor. He sets the stuff on the floor, and I go, how was your day? He goes, that was okay. It was kind of boring, and I could just see the snot running out of his nose. I could just see his attitude. It sucks.
So was he being mean, or was
no,
he just kind of
I could just see it all over his face. You know, I've lived with the kid for almost 16 years, and I could just see when he's snotty.
Yeah.
So he gets in, and I see the attitude. Ask him about his day. He said it was kind of boring. Then he picks his bag up, and he kind of wrestles around with it in the passenger seat, and he takes it over the truck, over the middle console, and he just drops it in back on the hump. And I said, what are you doing? Why'd you drop those bags back there? He goes, because you got trash all over the floor.
And there it comes.
I didn't have trash all over the floor. I had a couple of napkins. There's a rag there. There's some junk laying down on the floor.
If I may stop you, though. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You do have trash all over the floor. Your vehicle is one of the most congested, what I'll say. I won't say dirty all the time because it's
not necessarily dirty. Oh, it's not congested.
Oh, yes. There's 71,000 pounds of change. I've never seen that much
change. That's in
change.
The ashtray. Yeah. You don't even see it.
Oh, yes, you do, because the ashtray is extended.
No, the ashtray on my truck does not extend. It opens and it drops down. You've never seen change in my ashtray.
Well, when I was in your truck that one time, there was paperwork in there and papers and receipts. And
there's that stuff.
And
sure.
What else was in there? You were on a tea drinking kick.
That was years ago.
No, that wasn't. That was when we worked here.
I have not drank tea since I've worked here.
Oh, yeah. We went down and hopped in Bubba, and I go, what is this? Are those tea bags you were drinking?
Oh, yeah. I was drinking hot tea.
Red tea.
Yes, I was drinking hibiscus tea for my blood pressure, which doesn't work.
And it looked as if, if you touched the bags, it looked as if his fingers were bleeding. I mean, he even had used tea bags in it.
I forgot that I was drinking that. Yeah, I thought you meant bottled sugar tea. No.
You are a clean individual with very dirty habits in your workspaces.
Yes, so I had tea bags in the cup holders and in the... Yeah,
man.
So I
feel for him is what I'm saying.
So he says that the bottom of the floorboard's trashy. So he throws his bags behind the seat. And I said, why'd you throw those back there? He said, because you got trash all over the floor. And I said, well, pick it up. He said, how come you didn't pick it up? And I said, lift those bags up and look at what you threw those bags on top of. I got a brand new hat back there. And I had just taken that hat out of the passenger seat and set it right behind the console on the hump, all nice and straight. So that wouldn't happen. He takes his bags and he smashes my brand new hat, couple week old hat, and I tell him, God damn it, did you look underneath there? And he goes, what? And I go, you smashed my hat. And he goes, well, why'd you put it there? That's a stupid place to put it. Why didn't you put it on the seat? I said, why didn't you look? You don't get into someone's car and drop your S back there without knowing where you're setting it. He's like, well, you didn't have trash on the floor. That wouldn't have happened. And I said, okay, you can either walk or you can get out right now and fix that hat and pick those bags up and put them back there right. So he gets out and he throws his big, steamy, teenage, snot-nosed fit. And he gets back in the truck. So we're good. We're driving home. I told him, I said, hey, do you want to drive on the freeway in the rain? He said, no, I don't want to do it right now. And I said, you know you're going to have to drive the truck in the rain when you start driving. He's like, no, not right now, blah, blah, blah.
Is after an occurrence like this with you and your boy in the vehicle, is the rest of your talk with him then aggressive? Are you going, you want to drive the truck in the rain on the freeway? I don't, gosh, Dad, you're being a little aggressive. You're going to have to do it sometime. You better get your skills up now.
No,
I know, it's not really yelling, but it's so just forceful.
I leveled down and tried to repair the situation, and we're driving home. He doesn't want to drive.
Okay.
Yeah, so we talk. I'm not just an out-and-out a-hole like you think I am.
I don't think you're an a-hole. Not at all. That's exactly the wrong word. I just think you're uber-aggressive.
Yes, and I was pissed off, too, because my wife was stuck at Delinquents, Misfits, and Vandals, and I had to go get him.
Oh, yeah, terrible. Doing something for herself.
Yes. Well, typically, she picks him up. So we get home, and we're going. You know, he's going to have his snack when he gets home. He usually eats something. And he's milling about and whatever. We go our separate ways, and he's got to go in his room and get homework out, and he's using the restroom and all that. And my wife comes in. She's just had a day of hell. You know, she's been at the DMV. She was running around. She comes in, and so I tell her. I said, hey, this is what our son did. Listen to this. You know, and he's in the kitchen now. And I go, you know my brand-new hat? He just threw his crap all over it and smashed my hat. He ratchets up. He goes, that's because you put it back there. That's a stupid place to put it. He goes, this is what he said, word for word. He goes, that's a dumbass place to put that hat. And so,
I love it when they start using slipping little, not curse words, but rough words in.
I don't care if he uses the language, depending on what he's using. He could use the language, and he plays it well, and he doesn't over abuse the cuss words. I don't have a problem with that. There's certain things he can't say to his mom, and he can't backtalk us, but that's okay. That is permitted.
It's just a little exciting when they start to introduce that into the conversation, because now they're big boying a little bit.
Yeah, and he's shaving now. You know, he's got to shave his top lift. I think this weekend he needs to take some whiskers off the cheeks. We've had that discussion. So, yeah, he's all grown up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's big man now.
Oh.
So I go through the story with my wife. And my wife's like, oh, boy, stop it. I don't want to hear this. Stop it. Blah, blah, blah. And so she walks off. She goes into the restroom. And he and I, now we're getting into it. Because I told him, God damn it. I go, if you're that entitled... And you were that blind. I told him, son, I go, I can't see the day when a truck mows you over because you're going to blame getting hit by a big rig for not looking both directions.
There it comes. You use these analogies on him at home as well. Huh?
And that's funny that
that's
you
awesome.
Said that. That's funny that you said that. And Joe and I have not had this conversation until now on the air. It's funny because that's his exact thing. That doesn't even compare. That's stupid. Those are two totally different things. That's what he tells me.
That's what I'd say. Live in my world, son. I have to deal with your dad and these analogies every day.
I said, you have to own up for what you did. And he said, I won't. That's your fault. That was a stupid place to put that hat.
Oh, he doubled down.
He said, you shouldn't have put that there. And he goes, I'm done with this. I'm not going to argue with you. I said, there's no argument. I go, you are wrong. I go, you do not get into someone's vehicle without looking and drop your crap on top of their stuff. I go, that's on you. You're not diligent. You didn't think that through. All you had to do is check to see what was behind that seat or that console before you dumped your crap. And he would not own up to it. And now I'm pissed to the point where I could just pull his pants down and whip his ass because he's arguing with me. That I challenge. That I bask in. I love a battle, and I want him to go out and fight for himself. But the fact that he was so blind and dumb,
he would not
own up to it. That was on me. In my truck, when I picked him up from school, it was my fault, and he would not hear it. And that's what pissed me off, because usually he's very good at problem solving. He has good outlook, and he has good navigational skills. This one he wasn't going to own up to and wasn't seeing it, and it infuriated me all day and effing night.
That's
where we left it.
I was going to say, what finally happened with it? What was the conclusion to it? You just agreed to disagree?
I told him. I said, I go, you don't want to argue, but I'm just going to tell you, you are wrong, and I feel sorry for you. You are going to have a tough time navigating life if you think that's on me. He walks over to the fridge and puts something away, and that was it. I had to stop, because that was one of those unwarranted times where he needed a paddling.
And you were kind of, you had now gotten pissed and for no reason. You didn't want to, I'm guessing.
It was just the skull. As we argued, his skull just got thicker and thicker. And it was just, you could not pound the sense into him, and he wouldn't own up. It was ridiculous. I'm sweating now talking about it.
I know. I can see you get amped up right now about it. That's funny to me. All these battles begin. I mean, and you know what? Typically, you're nuts.
I'm nuts
in your thinking, and you come unhinged about things that I would like the toothpaste in the sink.
So with this, who's right?
In this situation, although I would never have been that upset over a hat.
I mean, brand new. He flattened the hat to a pancake.
Baseball hats, and my son's really getting into them, too. I don't know what the draw is with guys in baseball hats now, but
If they're hats.
Just let your hair fly free, for crying out loud. Everyone's got to have a baseball hat.
I don't have hair to fly free. You see?
It's the love of the hat. So anyway, I would never have gotten that upset. But you're right. You're right. You should look where you're gonna get in someone's vehicle and throw your stuff down.
Yeah.
And you should be looking at what you're gonna throw it on. That's courtesy. Common courtesy.
Well, not only that, it's being diligent and aware of your surroundings and being thoughtful. That's all it is. That's what it is.
But the difference is between you and I. Like, I sit here and I think about this and I hear what you're saying. I wouldn't even thought twice of that. Like, I would have...
You would have got out and your hat would have been smashed and you would have put it on your head and clicked your heels together and went about your day.
That would have been the end of it. I wouldn't even have thought of it.
766-9370. What's your deal? It's coming up. We got those ZZ Top, George Thorogood tickets, and we'll get to all those. Let's see here. What do you want to hear? You want to hear Aerosmith or Bush Come Down?
Bush Come Down.
All right, we'll do that. And your chance to lick us and win here shortly.